This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Veterans Day this year occurs against the backdrop of fierce fighting in Fallujah, where as many as 15,000 United States and Iraqi troops are fighting insurgents. General Richard Myers is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Does Veterans Day have a special significance with so many American troops overseas?
I think it does. I think any time you have America's sons and daughters actively fighting on a Veterans Day, it has special meaning. We've got a lot of great Americans out there that, whether they're in Afghanistan or Djibouti or Iraq, it's going well in Fallujah. And the fact that we've been successful in several days of fighting is a tribute to the professionalism, I think, of our Marines and our soldiers. It is tough, but we know how to do this, and we're going to be successful.
Well, even as the fight for Fallujah has gone well, have insurgents slipped away from Fallujah and taken up the fight in lots of other places?
We never thought that we would capture all the leaders of the insurgency through this action in Fallujah. And indeed, one of the fellows that we'd most like to capture is Zarqawi, who has been in Fallujah, but he is known to travel around several times a day to different locations just to protect himself, which is not a bad thing in and of itself because he does not feel he has a safe place to stay.
That terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, now he's the man blamed for many of the beheadings of hostages. Do you think he was still in Fallujah when U.S. forces first attacked?
He has been in and out of Fallujah. Before ground operations started, we were very actively going after Zarqawi's lieutenants. We killed several in bombing attacks on known locations in Fallujah. We have people that dedicate themselves to finding him and his lieutenants because now that he is part of al-Qaeda, the threat in Iraq goes up a little bit.
General Myers, what guarantee is there that after the U.S. draws down its forces in Fallujah, which it is, of course, aiming to do, that the insurgents won't come right back?
Obviously, there are no guarantees. There are tough times. There will be tough times ahead. There will be more car bombs. Fallujah will not end the insurgency, and that was not the point. The point was to free it up so the citizens of Fallujah could start to get back to a normal life and participate in political and economic development in Iraq.
Is it realistic to expect that the country will, in fact, be secure enough for elections in late January?
Well, I believe it is. 17 of the 18 provinces, the election process has already started in terms of election materials flowing and all that has to go with preparing for an election. The one province where it has not started yet is Al-Anbar province. Of course, that's where Fallujah al-Rimardi is. And just like in Afghanistan, there were lots of naysayers saying we'll never get to elections there. And we saw the courage of the Afghan people as they trudged through snow, avoided bombs, avoided death threats, particularly to women. And we're going to see the same thing in Iraq, I believe.
Afghanistan has an insurgency nowhere near what is going on in Iraq. You said that the preparations for elections were marching on, but so are the bombings around the country. The city of Mosul, which at one point was quite an example of progress, is now looking to be falling apart and slipping from the government's grasp, the interim government's grasp.
I think that's an overstatement in terms of Mosul. There are concerns up there, obviously, and I think they're pretty well known, and they're going to have to be dealt with. So my point with Afghanistan was that there were those who said because of security issues and others that we couldn't hold elections, and eventually they occurred. You know, there were bombs in Afghanistan on Election Day. There will be bombs going off on Election Day in Iraq. That does not mean you can't have free and fair elections and continue your march towards a democratic Iraq where the people want a better life.
General Richard Myers is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Renee.